There is an ocean of everything you want. Success, power, and the most satisfying relationships. It's all available and waiting for you. This is The Zone of Action with your host, Gerald Action Jackson.
Stay strong and ignore stupidity. Staying strong and ignoring stupidity. Our environment sometimes seems crowded with negativity and foolishness. It's crucial, important, to remember that the power of our own perspective and our own reactions. Every day, we encounter a diverse array of personalities and behaviors. While some interactions are uplifting and positive, we occasionally face those that are not so. Sometimes downright idiotic. However, it's important to stay focused on our inner strength and not let those moments detract from our happiness or peace of mind. I'm here to tell you some strategies to help you navigate such encounters gracefully and maintain your positive outlook. Understand what you can control. First and foremost, recognize what is within your power. You cannot change another person's behavior or mindset, but you can control how you respond. Understanding this is liberating. When you encounter someone whose actions or words are steeped in negativity, foolishness, remind yourself that your reaction is your power. You can engage or disengage, respond with kindness or walk away. The choice is always yours. You see, for you to be in the zone of action, you need to focus on the positive. Maintain a focus on a positive perspective of your life and the world around you. For every negative encounter, there are countless positive ones. Think about the supportive family and friends and the family members you have. The small joys of life. I joke about this a lot, but I think one of the most beautiful sound I could ever hear is the sound of children playing. But I don't like the sound of children screaming at the top of their lungs on a plane. But you know what? It's my response to that. That's my power. Think about your supportive family and friends. So you build a mental barrier that protects you and your peace by shifting your focus away from the negativity towards the positive. We talked about the get on the plane, develop compassion. Sometimes what appears as stupidity or rudeness is actually a manifestation of someone's struggle or ignorance. Developing a sense of compassion towards such individuals can change how you perceive and react to their behavior. Remember, everyone is fighting a battle, and sometimes it has nothing to do with you. Compassion perspective helps you stay calm in the face of stupidity. And sometimes reach out and make a positive change in someone's life. I need you to set boundaries. Knowing when to set boundaries is important to your mental well-being. Suppose someone's behavior consistently affects you negatively. In this case, it might be time to limit your interaction with them or set clear boundaries about what is acceptable. This does not mean that you're giving up on positivity. Instead, you're ensuring that others' negative behavior doesn't drain your positivity. And it can do that. Oh my goodness. You've got to understand, you can't let that happen to you. You absolutely can't. Let that negativity get to you and drain who you are. I need you to practice mindfulness and self-care. Mindfulness and self-care are potent tools to maintaining a positive outlook. Such practices such as meditation, journaling, or simply spending time in nature can help you center yourself and wash away negative encounters. When you are in a good mental space, the idiocy of others has less power to affect you. Sometimes it's important to engage in constructive conversations. When appropriate, engage in constructive conversations. Sometimes people may not be aware of the impact of their words or their actions. A calm, constructive conversation can be eye-opening for them. Approach these discussions to understand and to be understood rather than to prove a point. I got to say that again. Approach these discussions to understand and to be understood rather than to prove a point. We are so wrapped up in trying to prove a point that we miss out on these golden opportunities to engage in constructive conversations. We really do. Approach these discussions clearly. But it's important to recognize when a conversation is not leading to a productive outcome, it's time to step away. This is where you turn to your own community. Seek a supportive community. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, who share your values of positivity and growth. Supportive communities, whether it's online or in real life, provide a buffer against the negativity that can sometimes seep into our lives. You see, sometimes these communities that you build are reminders of the goodness and wisdom that exist, helping you stay resilient in the face of idiocy. Laugh it off. Now, I love a good joke. I am a good humor person, but never underestimate the power of good humor. Sometimes the best response to stupidity is laughter. Not in a mocking way. No. Don't get me wrong. But in a manner that acknowledges the absurdity and let go. Give you an example. I travel quite a bit by road. And there are people who cut each other off. These are people who actually do things that are dangerous while driving, and they flip you off. It is easy to just laugh at that. That they are really that upset about getting to their destination 30 seconds earlier than anybody else. They are really that invested in it. Or let's say they don't have the common decency to let you into traffic. They don't have that common decency to do that. And they're looking at you like you made a mistake in your life. It's frustrating. But see, when you put that in perspective about letting it go, it's not only a stress reliever, but it's a good way to put things in perspective, reminding us that not everything deserves our energy or frustration. I want you, and I tell you this on many podcasts, remember your worth. Most importantly, remember your worth. Your value does not decrease based on someone's inability to see it or their choice to behave foolishly. Stay true to your principles. Let your positivity shine through. You are a beacon of light in sometimes a very dark world. Your strength, your kindness, and wisdom make a difference, even if it doesn't feel like it. The world is filled with all kinds of people, and we inevitably encounter those who have actions that we find challenging. However, we can navigate these encounters without letting them diminish our joy by focusing on what we can control, practicing compassion, setting boundaries, engaging in self-care, remembering our worth. Stay strong. Embrace positivity. And remember, you can choose how the world affects you. Let's not give these idiots the power. Instead, let's rise above with grace, and I do mean with grace, and strength, making every day a testament to our resilience and positivity. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter, Gerald Jax, J-E-R-O-L-D-J-A-X. On Facebook, it's Gerald Action Jackson and Zone of Action. Happiness starts with you, not your relationship, not your job, not your money, but it starts with you rising above with grace in the Zone of Action.